Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. I am Caroline Crystal Hart and I'm with my wonderful co-host, Joni Eisinger. Hi Joni, how are you today?
I'm fine, how are you Caroline?
I'm fine, thank you very much. And we are halfway through the year and oh my, hasn't it flown? So
very quickly.
Well, I'm just sitting here thinking it's July. You know, it doesn't seem 5 minutes since it was January, but there you are. Anyway, so I suppose I better introduce her. So for those who haven't heard or spoke heard of us before. We've been doing this show for 7 years now. I'm a psychic medium and clairvoyant and healer, and Joni, I would say for now, follows suit, but obviously we will go into our various gifts in more detail in a bit. So we're a live call-in show, obviously. We can help you with anything in your life, any questions you have. Obviously, something like, am I going to have children in the future? We probably can't answer that. And any medical conditions, we normally say for entertainment purposes only. We're not doctors, and I would say for legal. However, both myself and Joni work with our guides. We channel, we heal. And as I say, so for me, as I say, I'm Caroline. I'm founder of a company called Crystal Heart Psychics. As I said, I'm a psychic medium and clairvoyant and healer. And I founded Crystal Heart Psychics 10 years ago this year, where I have lots of other readers online. I'm also a qualified life coach, hypnotherapist, Reiki master teacher. And both myself and Joni have been doing this professionally for quite some time. For me personally, it's 15, 16 years. Joni may be a little bit longer. We've been doing this show for 7 years. The way we work is we work together. We very much tag team. Our guides work with each other. So what we do say is you ask a question, I read the last three digits of your number, and then obviously we ask who you are and where you're from. We do limit it to one question because obviously we're a 90-minute show and we have to get through everybody. However, that's my little introduction. Now, Joni, would you like to introduce yourself and tell everyone about you?
Yes, thank you. My name's Joni Eisinger. I'm originally from Long Island, New York. Now I'm in central New Jersey, and I was a conventionally trained social worker. I offered individual and group therapy in New York City for 10 years. I was a drug and alcohol counselor as well as a psychiatric social worker. And I didn't believe in anything what Caroline and I do now. Fast forward to 2003, 2004, 2005, and the gifts started coming in. I didn't ask for them. They came through undeniably so. I would describe myself as fast-tracked, which is very common with folks that have the gifts come in later on. As Caroline and I have shared before, there is no difference between us and you. We're all hardwired the same way. So some folks' veils are thinner than others. And in this incarnation, some of us have chosen to bring it on, and others have choked it, or they just dabble a little, but they are not maybe even at that spiritual developmental point where they are able to access these gifts. So I am a medium, and I'm a healer in the sense that I'm a conduit. Caroline and I are channels. We're catalysts. We're able to identify blocks and assist with your removing karma and blocks and obstacles that get in the way of your success. I am an animal communicator and healer, and I clear spaces remotely. I am a psychic. I answer the questions, I also have done a little bit of paranormal investigation. I love what I do. I do it professionally. And Caroline and I, like she shared, we tag team. We are very similar in our energy, our vibration, our approach. And I believe that's why it works. And we're friends. We've never met in person. One day we will. And we keep in touch outside of the radio show. We are fast friends. And we are here to be of service, to assist during this auspicious time, during the awakening, so folks can go higher and release more and feel joy. So that's my spiel. And I think we should just do this and knock off and get through as many people as we can. I cannot hear you. There could be an accidental mute.
No, I've accidentally muted myself. Thank you for that.
That's okay.
So I will go to our first caller of this evening, or to this afternoon in the States, is 004. So can I ask, who are we speaking to and where are you from? Hello.
Hello.
Is that 004?
Hi.
So who are we speaking to? Helen, did you say? And
yes.
Where are you calling from, Helen?
From British Columbia.
I'm sorry, where?
Vancouver, Canada.
Vancouver, okay, yeah.
Yes.
It's all right, you are cutting in a little bit and out, Helen, so apologies if me and Joni do sort of say, sorry, we didn't hear that, but it's not very clear. However, how can we help?
Well, I called and I asked you something before, and you guys are very, very accurate. So I want to ask you, I'm dealing with a health challenge, and I don't really know what it is. I was wondering if you could give me any insight that would help me to heal myself, which...
Okay. Could you give us some ideas what symptoms you have and for how long it's been going on? That might help us a little more.
Well, I've been going to the chiropractor, and it wasn't really working, so I just stopped.
Okay. Do you have pain?
No, but I'm having really difficulty walking. All of a sudden, I just walked
okay.
About 2 months.
About 2 months. Okay, go for it, Caroline. I got all I needed. Go ahead.
Okay, so, yeah. Now, I am going to ask this, Helen. Have you had some problems breathing as well?
Yes.
Yeah, I kind of figured this because it feels like, how to put it, this is going to sound mad, but I'm sort of want to go in a different angle. Okay, they're not focusing on the back right now. They want to focus on your lungs. I think I'm probably being told to leave the back to Joni, maybe. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I'm sort of getting a picture of you, and okay, and I will say this because I didn't say this at the beginning. So the way I channel and communicate is I do get pictures in symbolization form, which means it's not necessarily an absolute accurate picture, but it gives me a symbolization of what's going on with you right now. Now, at the moment, what they're showing is a big mountain, and they're actually showing you with a walking stick, but you are holding your chest, so there's breathing difficulties. So, okay, there's several things going on, and this is what they're asking. I think Jodie's probably picking up the same as me. I'll ask her in a second because I'm sure she'll join in. But I feel that, okay, so when it comes to your spine, we carry a lot of emotions in our spine. So therefore, it's releasing the energy within your spinal cord. This is what I'm saying. The other thing they're pointing out to me is just on the right-hand side, just in that hollow of your back, that's where you find it painful. Is that right?
Well,
just at the lower back.
I kind of remember hitting myself on that side. And I don't know if it shifted something over. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it does shift, yeah. So there's two things here, and I will say me and Joni will do this together when it comes to spinal. But as far as the breathing's concerned, so what they've actually said to me is they want me to kind of look at your energy. So we do have to do some forgiveness work, obviously, because that's the first line of releasing any negative emotions that are blocking us from moving forward. And then the other side of that is then we can try and sort out your energy levels, okay. But I just feel that it's sort of, they're showing me like you're moving, but they're showing me with a walking stick. It's almost like you're shuffling, and that's down to pain. But I am getting it's like a sciatica almost. So to be honest, when it comes to soft tissue, the chiropractor won't be able to help. That's bone related. But there's deeper stuff than this in the sense. Pardon?
It has.
What was that? Yeah.
It has not.
So what was that? Sorry, I can't hear you. You're not coming through again.
It has not helped.
It has not
helped. No, not at all, because it's bone-related. It's not to do with releasing muscles and everything else. But we can do a lot with your energy on the muscles, okay? And the other thing I'm getting is right shoulder. So it's everything down your right side almost feels like, I wouldn't say paralyzed, but do you know what I'm saying?
It's pain.
Yeah. I've just picked up a little pain just at the bottom of your shoulder blade. So I'm like, okay, we need to clear up the right side energy. So I'm going to do some forgiveness work. I'm going to ask Joni to join me. Obviously, and then I will let Joni continue with what she wants to tag team with. But I think there's several things going on here. There's emotional stuff. There's the breathing. I am being told to tell you to get it checked out. There's lots of things. So I kind of, it's like peeling an onion, this one. So when I say that, it means you've got several things going on. It's not just one. But let's get the energy sorted out. Then we can help the body heal itself. Okay. So are you sitting comfortably? Have you done this with me and Joni before?
Quite a few years ago.
Okay. So I want you to sort of close your eyes, take a deep breath in through the nose. And say inside, I forgive myself.
No.
Okay. And I want, as you're doing this, to visualize the base of your spine and almost like there's a white light coming up from that spine of yours, okay? Because we're going to have a little bit of a clear out of the blockages here, okay? So I'm going to say the next one for you. I forgive all those around me that have hurt me in the past, the present, the future, across all lifetimes. Across all lifelines, across all universes, across all galaxies. Any negative entities to be removed? Any negative energies to be removed? Okay. Now I'm just being given green light and a picture of butterflies. Just visualize those butterflies. I hope you're okay with butterflies, by the way, because some people may be scared of them. Just landing on you, offering you healing. And inner peace. I'm going into your heart chakra now and your lungs. And just breathe in. And out through the mouth. And as you're doing that, feeling all that energy coming up from the base of your spine. And out through the mouth. Okay, and all of that energy that you're feeling coming up and through as you're breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. There you go. I'm starting to see big puffs of grey clouds. Okay, what grey means is grey energy. It's not really healthy, okay? So we're just going to keep going with this. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And now they're giving me a cord to pull out. Okay. I'm going to visualize white light coming down to the top of your head. Just as you can feel. So you might feel like your hands have got warm or the top of your head's got warm or some heat coming up your spine. Just allow it to be. Relaxing and releasing all of those shoulder muscles. Oh. Feeling as if you can stretch and breathe. Okay, I've got some other stuff coming in. Okay, this is where emotions attach to physicals. It feels like you were hurt from a relationship in the past. So there is heart chakras issues going on. And it feels like at that time you didn't want to stand tall because your confidence was blocked. Okay, so let's just release that right now. I want you to say to yourself, I love myself.
I love myself.
I forgive me. And I release all of this energy to the universe right now, wrapping it all up in a ball of white light and sending it to the angels. Mm. How's that feeling?
Really nice.
Good. Now I'm going to pass you to Joni.
Well, that was beautiful, and I felt that. And as Caroline, you were talking, what I got was Helen is releasing a lot.
Mm.
So Helen, you were holding on to much, 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 much. I would say, I think Caroline would agree, sip water between now and when you go to sleep.
Absolutely.
For the release that you did, the water will help flush negative energies through the physical body. I'm going to go in, and I will just say what Caroline says. We are not medical, legal, mental health. We are not these advisors. This is for entertainment purposes only. Please see all your professionals for all of your needs. Okay, I'm going to go in. See. We have to say that. So I'm going to go in. Do you feel in this lifetime, I don't know if you say this or feel it or both, no matter how much I try, I can't advance. I feel like I'm being held back.
Well, I'm not sure. I try not to. I accept what's happened, you know.
Have you felt that through this life that there have been blocks and constraints and you've had to take detours because things haven't worked out?
All the time.
All the time. That's the key. That was it.
There you go.
That was it. Bing, 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 bing.
Bing, 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 bing.
Exactly. So it's another lifetime. That's the so you were in a war and you were a prisoner of war. Are your hands getting warm right now?
I can't tell that right now.
That's okay. You were in some type of a cell, and you would hold on to the bars. You were very upset. It was very demeaning for you. I think you were an admiral. You were a high or a chief. I don't know. This could have been a few lifetimes where you were kept. So there's loss, there's degradation, and there's being kept in a cell. Let's see what you were working on in those lifetimes to put some theme and meaning to it so it doesn't feel like victim-y, crummy. How do I get out of this? How do I get out of this? How do I get out of this? So you wished in different lifetimes to be contained in order to, quote-unquote, prove something to yourself, managing the unheard of, the incomprehensible, the unknown. You go to your passing saying to yourself, boy, did I screw up. You go to your passing. These are general conclusions, how we incur negative karma towards self and other. Generally concluding to other, you bastard, you son of a bitch, why'd you do that to me? Basic general blasting others. So there's karma here regarding the times when you were fastened, held, and gripped. So the energy in your body got stuck there. You were like trying to hoist yourself out of something, but you were in cement or you were had a rope or chains around you and you had a brick behind you and under you and you couldn't hoist yourself out and it became burdensome. Caroline did the healing part of this. Let's do the more focused forgiveness work. Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, we ball up all those lifetimes where there was this burning feeling as a result, this sitting, this castration, this demeaning, low, like as if you were in a capsule and you couldn't move, and anything else that would bring on this that you are living with for today. And you say inside, I forgive myself. You're so happy. Your heart is feeling joy. Your throat chakra wants to cry. Your mind is in disbelief this is happening. Your legs are starting to loosen up. There's more of a pulse in your leg. I think it's your right leg. I feel like there was one leg hanging. So there's a putting back together thing going on, and you are picking yourself up, like Shaman would say, finding the soul fragments. So you are doing this. Caroline and I are backed off, and you are doing this. You are doing it. Fabulous. You're like, yeah, I got this. And you're, oh, I misplaced that. That's not right. And you're doing a lot of fixing right now.
Right.
Yes, we've forgiven everyone and everything. You blew that off the roof. You're incredible, gorgeous, gorgeous. You're laughing. Again, your heart is full. thank God for these life lessons, and ask everyone and everything if they wish they can forgive you too. That's on them. You give them the opportunity. It's like a little gift. Now I'm going to see how Caroline's and my work affects you from here forward in the physical. It takes time. This is peeling the onion. Do you ever find you berate people and you put them down?
Do I what?
Berate them, put them down, negative talk to them or in your head or both?
You know, I think I did that for a while. I don't think I do that anymore.
Okay. Do you feel you have unforgiveness towards yourself and or others from birth until now?
Well, maybe my mother, because I thought that she really cared for me, and I found out she didn't.
Okay. Write a list of any places from birth until now where you have unforgiveness towards yourself and other, like a laundry list. You can have a piece of paper and a pen, and I would recommend this to any person listening. Have paper somewhere, like a go-to place, whether it's a kitchen counter or someplace, and you have the pen there, and you just jot it down. A situation, a person, place, thing, or yourself. And then you sit down calmly and you forget for each situation. It would be across time and space, forwards and backwards across all generations, meaning anywhere I'm incarnated, basically. I forgive myself. I forgive everyone and everything. That peeling the onion, if you do that once a day, I feel that you will get lighter, and especially if you haven't done that yet with your mom, that will help. And I feel that this will release a lot of the pain. Now, again, Caroline and I do not aim to heal or, you know, cure. We don't say that. But I think that something will happen. This is July. By September, I feel there's a shift. Caroline, what do you get with when this happens?
Well, I feel it will take some time. They've said to me 2 weeks, 2 months. But I feel you'll start to feel a lot better in a week. The other thing that I did get, and obviously, again, I would say this, I always channel these things. They are saying to me ginger is really good for you. So I think ginger is quite good for blood circulation and things like that. So that will help. Okay. But it doesn't mean go mad. It just means that it's a food, something to do with food that is going to help you. Okay. So... And basically, I just feel that kind of they're saying to me, look at your diet, look at your nutrition. Okay. But I think it is going to take some time. But like you said, on an energetic level, we've done a lot of clearing today. Do not be surprised if you feel tired for the next 2 days. Okay. Because you're doing a lot of work. Your spiritual self is doing a lot of work. Okay. So asking yourself, as what Joni has said, to release, which will allow you to come forward, you'll feel like the tension in your shoulder blades will release. I do feel you've already started to feel the warmth in yourself and in your back. So, yeah, keep going. Doing good.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Let us know, please. Please let us know.
Yeah. And follow our show as well. And then obviously we are back. We are back on, what is it, the 10th of August, we said, didn't we, Joni, next month?
I don't remember. It's on my
checking calendar. Yeah, it's on the 10th of August. So, yeah. So we shall be back next month. But, yeah, keep in touch with us. And if you want to message us during the month just to see how you are, then you can always message us on our Facebook page, the UK-US Psychic Tag Team. Okay? Right, well, lovely to speak to you. You take care.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right, okay. So that's the start of our show. And so I am just going to the next corner, which is 983. Hi, 983. Who are we speaking to and where are you from? Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who are you speaking to and where are you from?
That was Germany.
Oh, was it? So there's no one actually on the other phone.
I sounded like a guest.
Oh, you did, didn't you? I thought it was a guest saying. Well, I am actually speaking to 983.
I was unmuted.
My name's Melissa, but
there you go.
Hi.
So who are we speaking to, and where are you from? Hello.
Well, my name's Lisa, but that's not my area code.
Oh, right. No, it's not area code. It's your last three digits. Never mind.
So
it doesn't matter.
You hear me? Okay.
We hear you fine.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, where are you calling from?
Great. My name's Lisa. I'm calling from the Midwest in the U.S., not U.K. So you're
okay.
How can you help?
Yeah, so I was wondering if I could ask a question.
Of course you can. That's what we're here for.
Okay, great. So I had an incident happen where, so I've had, like, we've hit some really bad floods lately, and I'm sure you heard about it, like water, you know, like whatever rain, like just constant rain over the course of a couple of days. And then a couple of weeks later, I saw a leak in my living room. So this is the third one in 4 years. So I'm pretty upset, you know, in my condo, like my unit, I don't know where it sits in the front, just gets more than others. There's like 8 or 9 on the floor, top floor, but where mine is gets more. And they're not like more like shingles that are loose or, you know, older, like looking more worn out. That's what this last incident showed. So I know they're not going to replace the roof. You know, it's 15 years old. They're going to let it go for at least 5 years, I bet. And, you know, this just keeps on happening. I can't do this. And then getting it fixed and then painting the ceiling, you know, having a painter, they do pay for it. So she just got really mad at me, the property manager, because I was, like, kind of nervous the other day. She's like, oh, well, maybe you should, you know, just take a pill, like a Xanax or something. You're just getting yourself so nervous. She just got real angry. I think she's under a lot of pressure because there's been a lot of water damage in properties and she manages. I think she might be under a lot of pressure, and that's why she kind of put it on me. And she's like, yours isn't serious, and it might be a few weeks, whatever. So she told me to wait a couple of days, but I did call the roofing company to check the next day because I just don't want more leakage. So they did come out, and she got kind of mad at me for doing that. She came by to go over some other stuff and, again, said, you were just too nervous. You need to relax. You know, you shouldn't have called. I told you to wait another day. So she's, like, angry now. So anyways, the guy came, and he said that it's not, like, damage, but that there's not the shingles not coming off, but that whole area is worn down, that they'll have to replace the things, the shingles. So she said she would initially get back to me. I wondered, number one, A, do you think she'll get back to me? Because I really do want the schedule, but I don't think they'll schedule it for me right away. She did say to call her in the meantime. You know, they report it today what happened and then do a report. So it might take a couple of days. They're probably, you know, so busy. But I want to know, do you see her, like, calling me by Friday, and do you think that they'll attend to this soon? And in the meantime, I'm supposed to call if there's any more damage when there's rain. You know, I have to call immediately and let her know.
You're supposed to call her?
Yeah, not the roof.
Okay.
Yeah. So then she would take care of it even faster. I don't want to get into name. No, I don't want to. I'd prefer not this soon. Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'm
just,
gonna go
and like she's like real angry at me. I mean, I think she's helped me a lot. I've worked with her over 20 years, but I don't know. You know, I'm just.
May
like,
I ask you when she had asked for you to hold off and you didn't? Is it possible that you had difficulty waiting, or is it because you think she wasn't going to get to it?
No, difficulty waiting because she said she called on Monday. She's always done that when she said she would. But I was scared about more damage, like when the next rain happens. She's like, well, what do you care? We're going to pay for it. What do I care? Do I want this to be leaking more? You know what I mean? It can come through.
Right. Just,
you know,
just
the water.
Dealing with people like that or the situation, not people. It's just that if you don't give it a certain amount of time, then they hold that against you, and then you end up with a friction situation with someone who is an authority figure in charge of your, you know, of your property. So it just to share, like, not pointing fingers, but by your not following her directive to wait a little bit, would
she might be mad at me now,
pick
right?
someone off. There is, you know, it would. So that's something that you might want to take a look at. I'm saying, you know, my
former therapist hat is on, but I'm not doing therapy. This is for entertainment.
No, you're right. No, you're right. I think I did tick her off.
I think that you jumped the gun because of the fear, so that's what we all have to do.
Because
this
it's the third time, and they don't care, though, that it's the third time.
Absolutely.
And
it's the third time.
And the whole thing is, though, and I have to tell you, though, I am going to try to move now, like, a lot faster once this is fixed, because I can't deal with this for years. She told me I'm going to have to deal with it for years, and that's it.
Right. This all makes sense. So just as I always tell people, I used to be very into communications. That was my forte when I ran groups as a social worker, the communication groups. And it's always know who your audience is. And if there's and remember what your past is with them before you engage, if at all, and what and how
often. But they will fix this, right? She'll just take a little bit more time.
So I'm
going to
go in and see.
I mean, they have to fix it because I can't, you know, and it's going to be more damage eventually, the guy said, but I'm hoping it doesn't rain and cause more damage.
What I get is that your fear, which is not unfounded fear, which, again, you do not have unfounded fear. You have, it's not unfounded, meaning it's valid.
Yeah.
So your work, because, again, Caroline and I are healers. And we point things out because we're rooting, and your guides, my guides, Caroline's guides, we're working in consort, and that the whole goal is for people to see, to be aware, so moving forward is more like the luge. So
right, because I have to work with her for the amount of time that I'm here, no matter what.
It's all
but
valid.
It did show me that don't go into another building with her.
I think there was a trigger, and it makes sense. And that I think you jumped the gun, but, or is it and? Yes, I see them working on it. It's like at a higher level with management. I see them laying things out as if you're seeing the tarp on the roof. But it's like as if they've got a roofing person in the office.
He laid it. He came. He's the head person. He laid it out, the diagram. That's interesting.
There you go.
You see
That's
them laying it
see.
Out. He did a whole diagram on the area.
Right. So I see that, and I see it's very methodical because of the area, the square footage, and that they want to get it right. So this, even though in your head as a condo owner, you're like, the clock is ticking. Holy shoot, when's the next rainstorm? Because we in the U.S., we're all, you know, I'm in Jersey. There's crazy stuff everywhere. It's been crazy.
Right.
So we watch weather.com, look at the 10-day forecast, the hourly.
Yeah. Right.
So what your job is to know that it's in motion. They know.
Okay.
They don't want to be liable. They don't want a lawsuit. They don't want the word getting around online, right, through the internet. Don't buy these properties because they have a problem. So what? And I also see, and then I'm going to pass you on to Caroline.
But and I have to tell you one more thing before you tell me what you see. I did apologize to the president yesterday and said, I'm sorry, I got
beautiful,
so nervous.
Beautiful.
He might have let her know. He might have let her know. So should
beautiful.
I just wait a few days? And if I don't hear, like Monday?
So you work on your fear. I know you're chomping at the bit and you don't want to be screwed and you want to be able to sell if you're going to move. But
eventually, but I have to get this fixed.
Watch for miracles. I see miracles happening. I don't know what the heck.
Mm-hmm.
And that I believe will
When should I contact then if I don't hear from her? Like wait till Monday.
I'm going to pass you on to her for the other half of this. And your job is to sit in the unknown, have faith, trust, pray, ask for miracles, watch for them, and learn from them.
Okay, and then learn from this
like
incident.
Good
and then, like, I looked for 2 years, and, like, I can't go through this another 5 years till they get a roof. The building, they don't attend to things right away. I can't deal with it anymore. I probably could have, but not with this situation.
Right.
It's going to happen again in a year.
Exactly.
They either didn't do it good or whatever.
It's valid.
But I sure hope once it's fixed. Okay, but I sure hope I find
Well, this is where you're jumping into the future.
Yeah. And God has divine timing. I do know that.
But you see what you did. Mm. You just said, but I hope that when it's fixed, you're already afraid of the future when nothing's, we're not, your job is to be as present-centered as possible. Focus on what you can do, what's in your control, and you need to work on surrendering more and pacing yourself and allowing being in the unknown and the discomfort and do a this too shall
right.
pass, I've got this, like that.
Right. But yeah, but I mean, if it
you're
gets
in
more
your
damage,
power
if,
then.
But if it gets more damage, I am to call her. She told me I can't wait on it. If after it rains, it gets bigger, I got to let her know, you know.
Of course, but when you go to a place of I'm afraid that, you're already in the future. You have literally lessened your power.
Right. Well, I think I like overreacted too because, you know, the third time in 4 years, it's like who wouldn't be upset at this point?
Exactly.
No, and totally understandable, Lisa, but I am going
to
say this.
Well, not to her. She's very mean. She's like, what do you care? We're going to fix it. We pay for it. What do you care?
Right,
how
okay.
Many times
so let's.
I said,
okay,
you know
Lisa,
what,
let's.
You know
just,
what it's like?
Yeah. Lisa, can I just sort of interject in the sense that
yes,
I need
maybe.
To calm your
yes.
energy down because what's happening is,
okay.
and I just want to do this.
Getting myself worked up. I'm getting myself
absolutely.
Worked up.
Absolutely. And I think we just need to calm everything down. This is your
okay.
energy. And fair enough, I get it. You're on her, you know, you're on flood watch. You're worried it's going to happen again. She's getting quite difficult simply because she's defensive. You've got to understand when people go like this, they go nasty, it's because they are defending themselves, right? She doesn't want to deal with the problem herself. She's just in the that she's got to. So there is a lot of pressure on her, and therefore this is why you're like, I can't do this again, I can't do this. And the thing is, at the end of the day, and I have just looked at the news, you're on watch for another day, till Tuesday, it says. So... I mean, in all fairness,
in Illinois, it's going to rain a little bit, not like a huge storm, but we're having some thunderstorms, so we'll have to see like
right.
a little bit.
I'm going to say this to you just to calm you down. They are going to get it fixed and you will hear within the week, okay? So in the next 2 days, there'll be movement and they will start work, okay? It is slow progress because all of the workmen
are busy right
now.
I don't want to get her yeah, because there were like horrible storms in Illinois. You probably heard there was an
absolutely.
Rain.
Yeah.
And it rained for 2 days, so they're overloaded right now. So when should
absolutely.
I like email her back? Because I don't want to get her mad. Should I wait till Monday if I don't hear back, or do you think
they're
I'll
saying
hear back
to me
from
within
her?
The next 2 weeks? They're saying within the next 2 days. It's not a problem. You're asking her to do a job.
So she'll get back to me because she's supposed to get back to me and then tell me what the time frame will be. She said she thinks it'll be a little bit more than a few weeks, not like 2 days.
Yeah, I think to be honest, they fixed the problem temporarily, but it's difficult to get people to fix it right now because everyone's stretched to the max.
No, they didn't tarp it. They're not tarping it yet. I mean, they would only do that if it gets worse. They haven't done anything like that. You know
okay.
what I mean?
So they've checked it. I take it. The roof isn't leaking like So if they've checked it and they've done everything they can, they're saying, right, okay, that's not, you know, that whole thing of time management, it's urgent and important, it's important and all the rest of it. You come a little bit lesser on the list right now because there's other priority properties with a greater priority. That is all that's happening.
Well, there's other people where their roofs are caving in and they're getting water. So they're the highest priority right now. You
absolutely.
Know what I mean?
And that's the thing. So at the moment, they've checked it. They've said, okay, it's okay for now. You know, it doesn't mean it's going to change.
Well, they don't know.
If you've got,
no, they don't
yeah.
know. They said it can leak.
Yeah.
It's not leaking water out, but it could be more water stains coming down from the
but they're
like worn
fix
out
that.
The shingles.
Yeah, and this is what I'm saying. They're gonna fix it. Okay, so you need to calm
but
down.
But then I'm not. Okay, so should I just wait and not even contact her, but just write a really nice email and say I'm sorry, I was nervous, and I just want to check now on you know the time frame.
Well, what's
you know,
happening is because you when you've gone through something not once but twice but three times. And obviously you see it happen again. The first thing you're expecting it to be exactly the same as it was before. And that's what where you're going at the moment. You're, oh my God, this has happened. This is going to get worse, blah, 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 blah. And you're doing 200 miles an hour, okay?
Yeah.
This is why, and I'm not sitting here going, this woman is nasty. I think she's stressed the max. She's quite defensive.
Yeah.
And I feel
she
that
said
at
I was
the
hysterical,
moment.
And I'm not hysterical. She was so mean to me, but I think she's really pressured. She must have a lot of...
And what's happening with you, and I am going to say this to you because I think it... Obviously, you're worried, so therefore your voice probably is going up not more than it normally would. So it sounds like you're probably trying to... How do I put it? It sounds like you're being quite angry, but you're not. You're just stressed, okay? So what I'm going to do right now... is I'm going to give healing to help you relax, okay?
Okay.
So as
but
Jody
can I ask
said,
you one more thing, because I'm not going to worry too much about the unknown, but this is the last thing I want to ask you. So you're saying, like, it's okay to check very nicely as to what the time frame is. I'll call before, right away, if there's leakage, before she contacts me, but wait. And you're saying you think the next few days she'll contact me, otherwise like Monday, which is almost a week, then at that point find out where
I'm
in
the
schedule.
And to be honest, given the circumstances, I think a week is not bad going. And I think what she's trying to get to is, she's saying to you, and this is how I'm translating it, you're saying, but I've got water coming down and this, that, and the other, and it's going to get worse, and what if it gets worse? And you're already preempting, what if it gets worse? What if it gets worse? What if it gets worse?
Yeah.
And she's like, can you just hold on a second? We're trying to deal with it. Let me know if it gets worse, but we're going to fix it anyway. So regardless, they're going to fix it. It's more about timing. And at the moment, it sounds like there's a lot of emergencies, okay, that need to be dealt with. She's got lots of properties to manage. She's not putting it
to one side. But I do want to make sure that it's going to be scheduled, that she doesn't come back and say, well, let's wait and see what happens if it's more damage to the
Lisa, you're
child.
Trying to control... What you're jumping
at the moment. Have you ever tried to get a builder when it's really busy? Because they, I'm in the UK, tell you it's really difficult.
And his report's saying it's totally worn down, and my area is the worst in the whole world. So it's obvious. So I'm just not going to worry about it. But I just don't know what's going to happen, because my other problem is this: like, I couldn't take this long term. And I know now she manages a lot of buildings, and I'm thinking maybe it's not good that I go into another building with her as the manager, that maybe this is a sign for me just to move to the old neighborhood where I grew up. I either was going to stay around here or go to my old neighborhood, and maybe I just need to expand the search around that old neighborhood.
Honest with you, Lisa, when you first came online with Joni, the first thing that came into my head is this lady wants to move. It wasn't about staying. It wasn't about fixing the apartment. It was about to move. So I had that right at the beginning. So
the test, Lisa, and that you're not staying in the present, because you're already jumping into moving where you appear to have issues regarding staying in the present. So before you even start planning on moving, you're having difficulty sitting with a woman who said, I will get back to you. This is very basic.
Just concentrate on
that. We're not even kind of talking about moving. Your anxiety level, you're working yourself up, you're jumping the gun, you're triggering people, and this has nothing to do with moving. Yes, Caroline might have picked that up, the woman's going to move, but you are being tested. You are jumping into the future because you're having difficulty remaining present-centered, being in the now, and having faith, giving up control to another person.
Okay, you're right.
I think you've got to understand.
You're right.
Honest, Lisa, this is what I am getting is, it's also about learning to understand, yes, you have an issue, but it's also learning to understand where other people are at. Like you've said, she's got lots of properties to manage. There is other properties that have a greater priority than yours right now because they're actually physically leaking. They'll get round to it. I do feel that I'm being told next couple of days you'll hear something. And I think, yes, they will say, right, we've agreed with someone that they're going to come around X, which might be in the next 2 weeks. Okay? So I don't feel you've got any problem.
Do you think
problem.
She hates
and
me now? Do you think she's
no,
really, really
nothing
angry
to do with
me?
No, I, no, not at all. I think she's stressed, and I'm being told that you need to understand what she's going through as well.
Okay.
Yeah?
And not worry about the next step, finding the property,
exactly.
Get it back.
No, it's
then...
not up to you. It's exactly. not up to you. You've made the complaint. You put it in the plans of the hands of the manager. Yes. 2 weeks' time, if you haven't heard from her, okay, you can phone her up and, you know, shout at her. Fine, I get it, because that's too late. But she has told
well,
you she'll get back to you within the week, and then she'll get back to you in the week. Trust the process.
Oh, she didn't say when. I just said by Friday, and she got mad at me. She said, I don't know, you know. So I'm just going
to
wait a few
days. Yeah, but, I mean,
okay.
You've got to understand, and I think this is a thing. You have to understand what she's going through. Like I said, there's a lot of people where there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of building work that needs to be done right now.
Stuff.
It's a bit of an emergency. Mm-hmm. And I think the thing is, it's where you are in the priority list. And at the moment,
yeah.
the priority, you're
yeah.
not directly leaking. If you had a massive hole in your roof and it was coming through, you'd be fixed within the day, you know? But it's
yeah,
everyone
and I
has
think
to
also
manage it.
Like, she gets nervous when I get nervous and it feeds on each other.
Yeah,
and...
because... there is a saying within life coaching, what you project your feelings onto others, and then you can create their reaction. And if you actually think about that for a second, you're worked up, you're angry, you're nervous, so you phone a person and you take all that anger out on them, of course they're going to react to you.
Yeah, and I don't know, I wonder why, in a way, I feel like God did this to me, like, why would my unit be the one that's getting all this the last 4 years?
Yeah.
I do feel it's a sign from God to move on.
So what we,
you know,
okay, Lisa,
a lot of
so
problems.
What we need to do now, and I'm going to do something called Ho'oponopono, which is what you've heard me and Joni do before, which is you say inside,
yeah.
I forgive myself. First of all, you start with you.
Wait, say you say what? What?
Inside, I forgive myself.
Oh, okay. Should I say that?
You can say it inside, yes.
Inside, I forgive myself.
Okay. And then you say, I release all negative emotions relating to this scenario and situation, and I allow myself to relax into the process.
I release all my negative emotions with
yeah.
a certain incident and allow myself
to relax into the process.
To relax
yeah.
into the process and into the present moment. Be here.
Exactly. Okay. And just breathe. Just breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. Now ask yourself. Now I'm going to ask you how you feel now.
Better. Like it's released a little bit. Thank you. Like not as
yeah.
nervous talking to you both.
Yeah. And that's the thing, and I think this is the thing. Sometimes just check your anxiety levels before you speak to someone else. Understand their issues first. And that gives
yeah,
you more compassion.
I jump the gun a lot.
Yeah.
I jump the gun a lot with people.
Yeah.
I get nervous if things don't go right.
Yeah, and there you go. And that is one of your lessons, is to learn to react differently to a situation that is stressful for all. You know, it's... Yeah. I hope
that's helped.
Do you have
any thoughts on why this happened to me? Or?
I believe this is a test for you. This is part of your journey so you can learn all the things that we shared, our themes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And please let us know, and we are wishing you fabulous results.
Okay.
Thank you so much. And if it's okay,
fabulous
I can stay on and listen.
And
yeah, absolutely.
May it dry up.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
oh,
now. You take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Lisa.
Okay,
bye.
I'll stay on. Thank you.
Bye. Right, okay. So our next corner is 877 coming to you now. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
My name is Teresa, and for anyone listening to this, I've actually called Joni. She's absolutely amazing. I want to rave, rave, rave. She's helped me. She's helped friends of mine with compassion. And I don't mean that sappy or anything like that, but just really understanding. So if for anybody who's on the fence who's wondering about it, just spectacular, kind, generous, but really sharp. And got right to it and got right to the questions and everything like that. So I just want to say I just listened to your show a couple of months ago. It was the first time I ever heard you. And I'm really, really grateful and I'm impressed. You know? So I want to say that first.
So I have to say this. Do you want me to be quiet and I'll let go and carry on? Teresa, this is Caroline.
No, I just wanted to really compliment you.
No?
Thank you.
That's lovely.
Thank you. Thank you.
So how can
you.
We help?
Thank you and bless you. What do you need from us?
I actually got a message, and I was like, oh, my God, I would love to talk to my mother. She was my favorite, favorite, favorite person in the world. Her name's Eleanor. She passed away in 2007.
Caroline, take it away.
She was a very smart lady, wasn't she, Teresa?
Oh, yeah.
Very. And she was sharp as a pin as well. I got this feeling, did she have quite sharp teeth? Was she quite frail when she went? I just got the feeling she had a bit of a wicked sense of humor. And if you and if you said something that she was slightly disapproving of, she'd raise her eyebrow. Would that be about right?
Oh, yeah.
She'd give you a look as if to say, not today. Or, you know, or if you said something that was out of turn in company, she'd shoot you down with a look. It's all I can say.
Not only a look, in a single, sometimes it was three words and you were just cut in half.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, wow, she was sharp, 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 sharp. You know, it was kind of like,
New Jersey.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I got. But she... You know, she was very elegant and she had manners.
She did.
Is what it is, you know. And it's kind of like, you know, for me, when you see someone, you know, when you see these glamorous, oh, God, this is going to sound awful. I don't want to be ageist, but you see these older ladies that are very glamorous, even in their 90s. You know, it's like the makeup still goes on. The absolute turnout is spot on, you know, always glamorous, always looking good, always took care of herself.
I don't think my mother ever took care of herself, but she was sharp as a whip.
Yeah. Well, it feels that she did in the sense of, well, she. I get the feeling she looked at herself, and that's, I don't know, the way I'm getting a lady in spirit that I'm looking at right now, and I do feel sort of, she's quite petite, small, but sort of very well-dressed.
That sounds like my Aunt Rose.
Okay, so this is who I'm getting, because it's like I'm getting this jacket and it's got embroidery on it, and it's sort of, she's just, as I said, if you went to the room, you'd consider her quite posh. Does that make sense? You'd consider her quite
well-to-do.
My
Aunt Rose was very elegant, very sophisticated woman, yes.
This is her. Okay, so this is why... She's the one I'm getting. Now, this is what I will say to you. Sometimes when you want to speak to someone, it doesn't necessarily mean they come through. But your Aunt Rose will say she's described herself, because I think she's trying to say, yes, I'm with your mum. It's okay. Your mum will talk to you. She has spoken to you. You've heard her.
Oh, yeah.
So your mum's been around. She's just, how do I put it? Is she quite a quiet person as well?
No, not at all.
No, but it's like
she was quiet when it was important. She actually knew when to keep quiet and when to speak. You never found anything out.
That was what I'm trying to say. It's sort of like, and this is why she's not the kind of spirit that would come in and just go, you know, talk, because she never did that in this life.
No,
that makes
she
sense.
Never had. No, she was cautious about what she said, and she never had foot and mouth disease.
Yeah, so don't think that she's ignoring you. She's quiet as a spirit, but It's that's the way she is.
No, I
she'll
don't
be
think
around,
she's ignoring me.
Yeah, she'll be around when you need her, okay? But mm-hmm. your Aunt Rose is with you as well, because obviously, like I said, she's shown herself, and like I said, she's very attractive, very elegant, very well-dressed. Like I say, always keep her nails done, and that's who I'm getting coming through, and that's why she's explaining herself. But she is with your sister all of the time, because they were like twins. They kind of, I do
feel. Did you
feel
say
she's
like my, did you say, I'm sorry, I apologize. Did you say you, she's with my sister?
No, not your sister, your mother,
sorry. Because my sister passed away recently.
Okay, so yes, I did say that's your sister. That's the kind of what you, us mediums would say when we're channeling as a mind fudge. Sometimes some things come out of your mouth and you don't actually know what you're saying. And you're like, ah, yeah, okay, that's why, because I'm channeling. But yes, you see as you're with your sister as well. So they are all together. Your mom has been helping your sister come to terms with everything that's happened. Okay? So I think this is why your aunt...
Yeah, she died of COVID.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of, you know, and I'm sure, and I feel that you've got it too, is unprocessed emotions surrounding that at the moment. So that's coming through quite strong. But as a family unit, they're all together. They're with you 100%. I do feel, and I keep getting this, I'm like, you know, the last lady, I got it as well. But do you want to move?
Yes, I do. I'm hoping to move maybe by the end of the year.
Yeah, because they're saying you want to move. So I'm kind of like, is this, is this, you know, because obviously I had it with the last lady. But I'm being shown a picture of a beautiful apartment, which is quite high ceilings, quite old. Just your style is the words I get. So have you got this thing for older buildings or like almost like Victorian,
you know,
high ceilings?
Funny. Well, I actually live in the Southwest right now, and it's fine, but I actually kind of miss that kind of architecture.
Yeah. And this is what I mean. It's like the architecture is going to be mighty fine. So, you know, this is kind of what I'm getting. So it is feel that's on the cards. You will be guided. I also feel, and I do want to confirm this, were you with, okay, were you with your sister when she passed, or did you do something where you could visualize holding her hand?
I actually, nobody could be with her because no one could go to the
hospital.
Yeah,
I get that.
She was
several thousand miles
away.
Yeah.
But I actually ended up writing her obituary and helping to put together a party for her when people could get together at a restaurant. And
yeah,
you know.
This is what I was sort of thinking, because I thought, no, you couldn't be with her, but there's something about you holding her hand. And it was this something about you did something after she passed, and this is what it was. So she's sending her love. She wants to thank you for it. She was there. And I do feel she's very grateful. She was fine when she passed. There was, it was all a bit of a surprise. But that's COVID for you. But I do feel that she wanted to, your sister wanted to come through to thank you for that. Thank you for what you did. So I hope
Yeah,
you've got a whole family over there. I haven't got much about him coming through. But as I say, your Aunt Rose, she's the forefront of the speaker. But your sister is behind her, and a mother, your mother is kind of in the background. But I think
do they have any idea where we're moving?
I'm not getting anything, if I'm honest, about where. I think that is totally up to you. I think you've got a couple of ideas. Nothing. If I said somewhere like San Francisco, how would that feel to you?
That's where we moved from. I'm living in Arizona
right
now.
Okay.
We lived in the
but
San
where
Francisco
do you want
Bay
to go
Area.
From? Okay. But have you always had an affinity with there?
Yes, I have. But it was, I lived there for over 25 years, but it was very challenging. Just energetically, it was very, very challenging for me.
Hmm.
It wasn't one of the best places. I felt very unlucky there.
Okay. So I just got that as a picture, so whether that was clarification or confirmation that you had come from there. I feel Arizona is better for you. I can't see you moving completely out of the Pacific. Well, I don't know. Where do you want to go is more the point.
Well, I don't mind it here. It's not 100% great. I like Santa Fe, but I was wondering if the East Coast was better.
I'm getting a yes, East Coast. It's like I feel you need to be more near greenery. You know,
I feel that way too. You want to go?
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, it's like I feel like you need to be more like near forests and trees and lakes and mountains and things. But also being in an area where, yeah, that's what it is. And it, but they're saying to me it's the architecture. So to be honest, I think you need to go visiting a few places to determine where you want to go.
Yeah. Well, we're thinking about going to Washington, D.C. and possibly New York and, you know.
Have a look.
So we're planning on taking a trip and, you know, but I'm so lucky there. It's not funny.
There you go, then.
I'm very fortunate. I've been fortunate anyway, but, you know, it's just things seem to just land in my lap without even asking.
You're very, very well guided and protective. As I said, your Aunt Rose has been by your side for some time. You've got a lot of people on the other side that are with you 100%, and they know you're blessed and you feel them. I am actually going to pass you to Joni at this point, but I hope that's helped.
To say hello to the group.
Yeah, I think you've got a lot more spirit. But as I say, your Aunt Rose is the one that sort of presented herself and pictured and everything else. But your mom, as I say, I feel that your mom was a hard worker as well. So this is her, isn't it? She doesn't feel as if there's much to say. She's been with your sister for some time. So, but your sister's come through and sends her love and thanks you for what you did. So yes, I hope that helps.
That is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful news. Wonderful. She had a tough life. So that's spectacular. I'm thrilled.
I'm glad.
Thank you so, so much.
That's fine. And now I'm going to pass you to Joni, Teresa.
Thank you.
Take care.
I loved all that Caroline shared. Very complete. A la Caroline, as she is. I would just add, it feels that your mother assists you, and she also challenges you in a very interesting way. I feel that she offers situations without giving information. It's hard. It's a kind of almost...
My mother had a remarkable way of leaving people in autonomy.
There you go. That's she in the ethers presents situations to you without a map, without a how-to.
Mm-hmm.
She knows you're not going to flounder. She knows you're not going to get upset. She knows you enjoy this. It's being ready for the challenge, stepping up to the plate. And she enjoys delivering this. It's almost like it connects the dots, but they're very spread out. And you have to figure out if there are any dots missing and then start developing the ability to put the picture together yourself. And she's laughing right now. She thinks spectacular, yes. I do this.
She was brilliant at it, and she was absolutely brilliant at it. And because I really started to master that at a young age, by the time she died, she said I had an annoying flair for the obvious.
Mm-hmm. Yes, which
that
is
I could
also
spot
oxymoronic
from a mile away.
That's also oxymoronic, where it's blaring in your face, but it's beautiful. So she is. I don't know if this is metaphor, needlework. Did she do any stitchery?
That's my grandmother, like maniac, was crocheted.
Oh, my God.
Well,
this is like the whole family reunion. Sorry, I'm not.
Well, I have bleachers full of dead people that all come out.
Well, I'm going to say this. Yeah, I just wanted to add, sorry, Jody, oh, this made me smile. As Jody was talking about your mom there, Katie, sorry, Teresa, I got a message to say, yeah, she didn't want to talk to you. She wanted to talk to Joni. I just thought that was funny. Sorry, I shall carry on now.
Well, that would be my mom.
Fine.
Yeah.
If she didn't do stitchery, then it's interesting. It's like your person, your soul, whatever you want to call you, your God spark. It's like take canvas or take burlap. And you could see the way that the stitches overlap. If you look just more particularly at burlap,
They're talking about the name of my book. It's called Common Thread.
Oh, you see, there's a metaphor right on. And that she will take like a little pearl, a teeny seed bead type of a pearl, and she'll stitch one teeny pearl onto one loop of it, and then she'll let go. So that pearl is wisdom. The pearl is a gem. The pearl is information. It is code, however you want to look at it. So then if that is related to the book, then she is assisting with your creating the book, but she's not giving much. She'll put one, she'll stick one little stitch, like a little teeny pearl on one cross stitch area and let it go. And then you let it melt in kind of like sugar candy. It just melts right in. So she's an assistant. She's a blessed woman. Very holy. I feel there's a lot of heart warmth that comes through. And I feel that if you ever feel chilly at night, she'll wrap herself around you to take the chill off.
I actually use her crocheted blanket all the time.
Yep.
Bring it on.
Bring it on. So this is Mom. I don't know if there's anything more you need regarding Mom. I think Caroline was very full of info.
No, I think you got almost, you know, a good wash of the women. You know, but
lovely.
So I kind of hit the lottery with family.
Oh,
right.
Blessed.
Yeah.
You're
not kidding.
You're very supported. Yeah, very supported on spirit.
I feel that their help on the other side assists you with laughing.
Yeah.
That you're.
Oh, my
you're
God.
Actually,
my mother would have you in tears laughing so hard.
There you go. There you go. There's the laughter.
The only person Mike Mother's cemetery, her headstone says she gave love and laughter.
Yep.
Yeah.
You guys
very
are
direct.
Not on at all.
Yeah, very direct. Very direct.
God
but
bless.
She's funny. Really
love
funny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still
the only
glad
one
you
struggled a bit was my sister, and I really did wonder how she crossed and how she did in her review. So I'm delighted to hear that the other women in my family certainly have shown up for her.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're very blessed. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just wanted to tell you, I don't know how often you hear this, but I am eternally grateful. I just feel like I was guided right to you. It just clicked. I love it. I've spoken with Joni a few times. I've sent some friends to her. Just amazing. And I thank you both from the bottom of my heart.
No, absolutely. It's our pleasure, Teresa.
Thank you so much.
You take care.
All right. You take care.
Have a happy
thank
day.
You. Thank
take
you,
care
Jen.
Now. Bye-bye.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Great. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Right, okay, we've got 60 minutes left of the show, so we've got time for one more caller, don't you think, Joni? So it's going to be quick, but I'm going to do it quickly. So it's 252, we're going to come to you. So who are we speaking to and where are you from? Hello? 252?
Hello?
Hello, who are we speaking to and where are you from? Hi, can you hear us?
Yes, this is Katie, can you hear me?
Hi, Katie. Yes. Yes, we can hear you. How can we help? It's going to be quick. We've only got 15 minutes. So, yeah.
Okay. I was calling because I wanted to I've called before about this a long time ago. And I just wanted to see if I could get anything alive and I'll do what I need to maybe forgive myself for something. I'm taking an exam, and it's coming up next week. And I've taken it numerous times, and I don't know if I didn't pass before because I didn't prepare properly or because I just feel not good enough. I'm just wasn't exactly sure why I didn't pass, but I've been doing some clearings and stuff like that. And I just want to know, is there something I need to, like, still get into alignment with succeeding on the exam or just what's the energy or vibe around it?
Is this the bar?
Yes.
I remember.
Yes.
Okay. I'll go in, and we'll do this within the time. I'm going in.
Super
fun. Let's see if any block. Yep. I'm going in the starting block.
I'm with you.
So you have a wealth of information in your mind, and I feel like there's something where I get you skip over things. You want the challenge, but then there's something where you're lacked and you're missing it. So I want to go in more specifically what they mean. When you study, do you sometimes overstudy and you get super saturated and then your head gets really fuzzy and mushy?
No. Well, each time I've studied has been different, but I kind of just black. Like if I say, for example, I just was doing, I think wills or trust or one of them, and it just kind of had certain types of words, and I really didn't understand the wording. I kind of just, or when I have too, like it's too much information I'm trying to absorb, I kind of black out. Like I tune out because I'm an audio learner, not a.
Yes, yeah, that's
I
the mushy brain.
Like, I feel
so
overwhelmed.
Okay, so that's what I thought it was from overstudy, but it was when you come upon something that you don't understand. I'm going to go
in
and
see
what
I feel like I'm getting too much information.
And that too much information is, again, that super saturation. I'm going in.
Okay.
Do you believe that you have it all in your head?
You mean, what do you mean, like the answers?
Yeah. Do you feel that you are a wealth of information and you have a big knowledge base? You just have to beat the game, pass the exam.
I don't know if I feel that way. I mean, I feel like I kind of feel that way, but then I feel like it's a trick to this exam, you know, like it's a trick to it.
So what I'm doing is, because sorry that I have to interrupt because of the time.
Okay.
When you say there's a trick to it, then there's a trick to it. That's the block. I see you as full of information.
Okay.
You are a well. You are vast. You have a vast fund of knowledge. You pace yourself. You don't push yourself. You study regularly, but you don't over push it so you get overly absorbed, you know, too much in the brain.
Sure.
I'm not doing rose-colored glasses. Caroline and I would say, yeah, they try and trick you. We know that already. You know it. You're not stupid. This is the rose-colored glasses. We're not minimizing. We know that already. That's part of it. They want to weed people out. But when you say, I think there's a trick to this and I haven't figured it out, or they're going to trick me, or both, you've just screwed yourself. It's a block. So you want to acknowledge it, honor it, neutralize it, bring it down from a tricky high ledge, put it down, have it be at your level, neutralize it, don't have it have a sting to it, and go, I'm good, I'm smart, I got this, and you pace yourself and bless the virtual exam, bless this consciousness called bar exam, bless it. I love you. I'm going to find out how you work. I love you, mwah, mwah, mwah. And then when you give it a virtual hug and you love on it, there's no fear. There's no mystery. You got this. And then when you, if you say to yourself, I've got this, you've got it. And I'm going to pass you on to Caroline. Please let
Thank
us know
you.
When you
I love it.
When
Thank
you're
you.
An Esquire.
Thank you.
Please let us
yeah.
know when you're an Esquire. Caroline, go for
I
it.
I will.
Well,
oh,
I
yeah,
think
man.
I'm gonna totally concur with Jody in the sense that you are doing self-manifestation. I was going to say the thing what's happened is because you're going into this exam going, well, there's a trick to this, and then you're almost overthinking it when you're answering the question. So it's a little bit like, you know, how is this exam done? Is it done virtually, is it? Or do you have to answer questions
no,
in front of them?
No, it was before, but now it's not. But what I do notice is that if I don't actually think about the answer, like I just go with what I originally feel it is,
yeah.
I get it right. But once I
yep.
start applying what they say to apply, I trick myself off the answer.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the thing is with professional exams, and I'll tell you a little story just very quickly. So obviously I did accountancy exams. And I always remember, thought there was this one, it's a totally different thing, but I'm going to but we had to do a business study. So I enjoy business studies. So I actually read it and I just was like, oh, well, the answer's in the question. You just have to turn the answer on it, the question on its head. And I walked out thinking I was okay. And then I got out and everyone else around me was like, oh, did you write about Porter's five forces? And these are sort of, you know, or did you write about the SWOT analysis? Because this is all sort of like accountancy stuff. And I was like, well, no, I just answered the question. And they were like, so you didn't write about the different models that you could use to solve the problem? I went, no. I looked at the business study and thought, how am I best going to solve that if I was working in the business? And then I went home and I felt absolutely dreadful. I thought, oh, God, I've probably failed now because I haven't put all these, you know. I got 75%. 75. That's like in accountancy exams, professional accountancy exams. That's kind of quite high. They normally expect you just to get 50.
Good.
So, I know
okay, wow.
that's only 20
okay.
years ago. So what I'm trying to say to you is you're overthinking the question. So it's like if you go into an exam, and this is how I was taught, you don't answer with the hardest question. You answer with the simplest, just settle your nerves, let yourself get into it, relax. Then you go back to the hard
okay.
question.
Okay.
You know, go
okay.
to the one that you go, oh,
yeah.
this is okay, I can answer this. And then as soon as you've answered that one that you feel totally okay with, strangely enough, everything else starts to flow. For the years that I used to go into an exam and think I had to do the questions in order, but someone turned around and said, no, you don't. You just go through the exam paper, pick the one you want to do first. And then because that gives you the chance to go, you go, oh, I know this subject. I can talk about it. Then it settles
right.
you and everything comes. Because what it is, it's that nervous tension is actually blocking you.
Okay. Yeah, I think that I'm going to do, like, deep breathing,
yeah.
you know, like, you know, meditate. I don't feel actually nervous, like, this time. I kind of have, like, I'm going to do it. I'm not stressing myself out about it thing.
No.
But.
Well, the thing is, the other thing as well, last time, if you remember, you kept saying to us, I don't think I've done enough. Whereas this time, I kind of feel that you've gone, I know my subject. I'm totally okay with this.
Yeah.
yeah.
What I did this
yeah.
time, I kind of really looked at what I don't know. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The subject
yeah.
that I never
yeah.
ever studied because
yeah.
I didn't understand them. Now I understand them. So it's just like
yeah.
a refresher with the old ones. So I kind of just
Absolutely.
Went into what
so
I don't know.
So you just
know.
Need to, yeah.
yeah.
So exactly. It's just looking up the bits and pieces that you think you might need to double check. That's it. You know, but I think,
yeah.
to be honest, you're on the right path. And I will say this on an intuitive note. When I did exams and I wasn't prepared, I knew I wasn't prepared. And I hoped and prayed
mm-hmm.
that I'd pass, you know. And then there's times
yeah.
where I did exams and I actually got, and it was so weird eventually, because obviously 7 years of studying, you kind of learn. And I never used to tell people when I got my results. I never used to say anything, but I always knew, kind of knew, because I'd come home and I'd know when to pack my books up and I'd know when not to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, so intuitively I kind of know. So, but I think it's just a lot of the things with exams is it's technique. And if you can get that, I mean, I had a friend, a good friend of mine,
yeah.
who went into the same exam. She was just as intelligent, but she started getting very nervous and it blocked
yeah.
her. For, and in the end, she
yeah.
said, you know what, I'm going to stop. You know, I will say this, accounting exams are not easy and they aren't. And she actually said, you know, I'm just going to focus on my career for a bit. I'm going to have a couple of years off and then I'm going to go back to it. And as soon as she went back to it, she was absolutely fine because the nerves weren't getting to her.
Right, right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, the hell with these nerves. I keep telling myself, I don't have to go into that energy. Like the sabotage,
yeah.
say my brain wants me to get anxious. I'm like, no, I don't have to feel that way. I don't have to approach
yeah.
anything like that. Like I can go at it with a different
yeah. I had a teacher say once to me that nerves are quite healthy because it means that you care. You actually really want to do well. And you know, there's healthy nerves, but then there's unhealthy nerves. If they get to the point that they're
yes.
actually physically
yes.
blocking you, that's
correct.
When it becomes very unhealthy.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, whereas
yes.
sort of like if you actually sort of get to the point, and that's why I say this is about where you go, I don't have to answer the first question. I can go to number five if I prefer the look of that one. And answer that one first and then go back to the difficult one. Get the right ones right. You know, the good, you know, this is what I mean. Get
yeah.
the ones that you enjoy
mm-hmm.
doing. And as Joni said, it's like, I love this. It's wonderful. I've got
yes.
this. I know everything
I'm
I need to know. And yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You're more
all
prepared.
Right. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, I think I'm just going to approach it differently, meaning energetically,
yeah.
emotionally.
Yeah.
And I think I had too much riding on it. Like, oh, this is the only way I could take care of myself, only way I'm going to be rich. But I just have other plans now where it's like
yeah.
I'm going to be rich regardless. So it's not as
yeah.
much, I guess, pressure on me.
Yeah, and I think that's the problem. When we study, we want to pass. We put pressure on ourselves. That's
yeah.
the way it is. I mean, I spent times before exams with my head down the toilet and all sorts. I mean, I can honestly say one tax exam was horrific because with the finals of the accountancy exams I did, we had to take three papers, and if we dropped one, we lost the lot. So that just added more pressure,
yeah.
and actually I was 10 times worse. As soon as I let go of that, I was a lot better. And I think that's kind of, you know, it's balancing it, you know? But anyway,
yeah.
I'm going to wish you all the best, and
thank
you for calling
you.
In.
Yes.
And it was lovely to talk to you. All right, then.
I will let us all know when I'm an Esquire. I will.
Yes.
Thank you.
Let us know. You take
Thank
care, Katie.
Bye-bye.
Right, so I'm going to play us out with our last song of the evening. It's called Finding Me, and it's sang by the
well,
good Joni Isinger herself. And what I will say to you is, Joni, would you like to tell everyone where to find you?
There we go. I was going to say, before you do that, how can people find you?
Okay. Well, you can find me on www.crystalheartpsychics.com. I have a US credit card number and an Australian credit card number that you can call. I have many readers online that are wonderfully gifted and very talented that can speak to you, and they are available 24/7. Okay. So also there is the Crystal Heart Psychics Facebook page. There is also Crystal Heart Psychics on Instagram. And also you can contact, I am called Caroline Crystal Heart, so you can friend me as long as you send me a message to say where you found me from. And on top of that, you can message the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond Facebook page, and you can say, this is a message for Joni, or this is a message for Caroline, and neither of us will get offended. But obviously, if you do contact me or Joni outside of the show, we are paid services. We do this for free because it's what we love, and it's also so you can hear how we operate and function. So, Joni, over to you.
Well, I'm Joni Isinger, and again, you can find me at my website, JonisWhiteLightHealing.com. You could find me on my YouTube channel, Joni Isinger, and on LinkedIn, some scratch demos on SoundCloud, and on Facebook as well.
And if you're interested in the session, contact me through my website. And I look forward to hearing from you. Caroline and I both do. And please follow our show.
Absolutely. And we'll be back on the 10th of August. So,
and thank
lots
you,
of
Caroline,
your...
again, as always.
No, and the same to you, Joni. Always a great
mm-hmm.
show.
I love you.
So thank you.
Love you.
Yes, love you too. And on that loving, we are now going to go, and I'm going to play you out with Finding Me by Joni. Okay, take care.
Myself walking, mouth shut, can't see.